There was no space for a statue, even a small one, among the folded sheets and blankets. Matt closed the door again and went back to the stairs. Fourth along on the right, Venture had said. He counted again, and it brought him back to the linen cupboard. He must have meant fourth room, not fourth door, Matt decided, and went to the next door along. Unless some of the rooms had more than one door, in which case, he opened the door anyway. There should be a cupboard to the left of the window. It was difficult to tell if there was or not. The curtains were drawn, and the room was a mass of shadows. Matt felt for the light switch, and as he pressed it, found himself staring into a room full of crates and packing cases. There were shelves and cupboards, tables and filing cabinets among the crates. Books were piled precariously in islands among the other odds and ends. There was what looked like a gargoyle staring out from a large chunk of weathered stone leaning against one wall, and there was indeed a cupboard to the left of the window. It was actually quite a way to the left of the window, but it must be the one Venture had meant, if this was the right room. Matt made his way carefully across to it. Dust seemed to swirl up around him, stirred into life by the faint breeze as he passed, and the cupboard was locked. He knelt in front of it and tugged in vain at the handle. His fingers were black with dust and the knees of his trousers had gone grey. He stood up, tempted to kick the cupboard, but as he stood, he saw the glint of metal on the shelf above it. A small key. Matt tried it in the lock and was relieved to find it turned easily. The door was stiff, and he still had to tug hard at it to get the cupboard open. But there was no statue inside. At first, he thought the cupboard was empty. Annoyed, he reached inside and felt round. His fingers found a wooden box. Maybe the statue was inside a box. Certainly it was heavy enough, Matt thought, as he pulled it out and set it down on an empty patch of floor. The box was plain, dark wood, but it was only about 10 centimeters long and rectangular. The lid opened easily. Inside it looked almost like a CD case, but with just two upright slots. There was a disc in one of the two slots, but it was chunkier than a CD and made of heavy metal. Matt lifted it out carefully. It was brass, or possibly bronze. Dad had told Matt that you could tell when something was really old, no matter how well preserved it was. You just knew. Matt knew that the disc was old. It was about the same diameter as a CD or DVD, but convex on both sides, like a discus. The metal was cold to the touch, and Matt could feel the texture of the embossed symbols standing proud of the surface of the disc, concentric circles of small carvings. Some looked like pictures, others were little more than raised dots or lines. There was a stick figure of a man in the center of one side, and a pattern of wavy lines in the center of the other. Matt felt the raised symbols with the tip of his index finger. Like Braille, he thought. But whatever it might actually be, it wasn't a stone statue of Robert Delisle. So he carefully replaced the disc and put the box back in the cupboard.